What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Lean at It. And this is Vishak here. And today I want to talk about skipping food and your body shape. Well, if anybody, well, most people, when they want to get in shape, when they want to lose fat, there are some dumb strategies that are being followed. And I don't necessarily blame them. Blame you, blame people, but you know, it's just that we get stuck in this information overload by the very thing called internet. So eventually there are a lot of people talking about a lot of concepts, and then sometimes it just gets so overwhelming as to what you have to take, what you have to consider, and what you have to really let go of. So the possible easiest way that people are trying to incorporate would be, you know, skipping the food by the calorie restriction, not eat most of the time, intermittent fasting, and things like that. I mean, I do understand it's all like a convenient methods of doing it, but it is not a right strategy, because what my recommendation is that I don't tell my people, I don't tell any of my students to, you know, get onto the diet. I don't profess anything that I don't do it myself. So you need to start, people need to start nourishing their body. People need to start, changing, adapting towards a certain kind of lifestyle, which is more on a very sustainable model. And people fail because they get onto a diet. And one of my favorite author, he's told that, you know, the best way, the fastest way to go fat is to go onto a diet. The only thing is, when anybody is actually recommending you for on some diet, and the thing is, we mindlessly get onto it because that, you know, he or she's got a pretty good experience on that. But the only thing what we need to realize is that when that particular person is giving you that, prescribing you that diet chart or whatever, what you need to see is, can you sustain that for the rest of your life? Do you have options? Do you have alternatives? Right? Because see, the moment you have that diet chart or anything like that, in case if you're running out of the food, in case if you're running out of the prescribed meal, you know, obviously it creates a sense of dependency. Like, you obviously have to depend on the person as to say, okay, so I don't have this, what am I supposed to do the next? You know what I mean? So it would be very nice for you to just have a balance on your body, I mean balance on the food, so that the impact that it creates on your body will be on a much better scale. That's what I would say. Skipping the food, anybody can do that. But the thing is, before I go down deep into it, I really want you to understand there are like much dangers to skipping a meal. Fasting is good, but then it needs to work on a pattern. Okay, but skipping food just for a motive of losing weight or getting in shape is not the right approach, is what I would say. Okay, because there's a lot of inconsistency in terms of if you want to skip your meal or anything, you know. So the more inconsistent you are in your regular pattern, because a body should be in a rhythm, it should follow in a very healthy, holistic rhythm for your mind, for your body to actually, you know, function better. So what I would say is, you know, you need to have a proper pattern. So the more inconsistent you are, more fat you get stored. Let me tell you how it works. So let me just tell you that breakfast, lunch, and dinner is how you are eating. Okay, so when you have to have your lunch at some point, like say that's 12:30, and you're supposed to eat your lunch, but because you want to lose weight, and now you're cutting down in a lunch. So I'll tell you now, from a surface area, if you're looking at it, the way you look at it is like, okay, so I'm not having my lunch. That means I need to lose off my fat, right? I'll tell you, your body is much more brilliant mechanism, and the way it works is it's really brilliant. Now, the moment you cut down on that particular meal, thinking that you're going to lose fat, your body will immediately turn into a defense mechanism. It's more like it's a strategy for your body to save it. Okay, so the moment you skip it, let's say that you're supposed to have your lunch at 12:30, and then you skip it. No, it's like 1:15, 1:30. As the time goes by, what happens is your body will convert into a position where you're going to, eat off the fat, which is actually considered, which is a good thing. But let's not go there. Let's not stop there. Okay, so it'll start taking the fat from your body. Okay, but the problem is your body is actually going into a mode. It's called as a starvation response. Now, the moment you put your body into the starving mode, and then eventually you are going to eat and you will eat. Okay, you're not going to be starving for the rest of your life. So when you eat the immediate first meal after you're starving, after you're fasting, most of the food will not be absorbed by your body, but instead it'll go as a fat. And remaining will go as a nutrition. Remaining will be absorbed by your body for its function. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's the way how it works, because your body is going to a place where it's thinking that, for the rest of my life I will never get my food. So I need to save as much as fat as I can. That's the best way that I can save this body. You see what I'm saying? So this is why when people go on to a diet, most of the diets, they say, I can't eat this, I can't eat that, I can't eat this. And they say no to whatever it comes in, right? And that's what happens when they're not able to sustain with that particular model. What they have what things happen is, like, there is no motivation, there is no result, and everything falls down. When you fall down, it is really hard for you to get back. You know what I mean? Like, when you actually derail from your zone, it is super hard for you to come back. And not just that, also you're going to gain a lot more fat than that of you what you have lost. So you must have heard people saying, I don't know, I'm not going to the gym and I've gained a lot of my weight. I've stopped my diet and I've gained a lot of my weight than I was. So this is one mistake that people are doing by saying no to a lot of foods, by starving themselves and things like that. Okay, so let me tell you something. Your body and your health is a true reflection of your lifestyle. Okay, so when I say that it should follow a rhythm, when I'm saying that it should follow a pattern, you need to, make your body habituated towards a very healthy paradigm. You need to operate in a very healthy paradigm. So when you start operating in that, by keeping your metabolism in check, keeping your activity in check, which I'll be talking about in some time. So when you have these kind of concepts or aspects in check, that means your body is getting used to a healthy behavior, healthy lifestyle. Okay, so the harder your lifestyle is, the harder your body is. Harder, I mean not going through the hardship, but what I'm trying to say is harder your lifestyle is, the harder your physical activity is. The more you move, the more active you are, the harder your body gets. Your body will be like hard. The muscles are soft or fat is soft? Which one is soft? Fat. So which one is good? Hard or soft? You know what I mean? Try to start thinking in that way. So softer your lifestyle is, obviously softer your body is. Sitting on a couch is a very soft activity. It is not meant for humans. Humans are meant to move, right? So then you can talk about rest, sleep, and all that, but you get the idea. So the more you skip your food, the more you say no to any of the food, the more your craving goes up. See what I'm saying? If I have to put it in this way, if I ask you not to think about a laptop, if I ask you not to think about the water, that's exactly what you're thinking. So it's like a it's like a that's the way your brain functions. When you say no to a certain thing, it's like you kind of want it more. Which brings me to the next thing called is metabolism. So every time when you skip your food, your metabolism takes a big hit. Okay, what exactly is a metabolism? Metabolism is nothing but a chemical reaction that is actually happening through your digestion process. So every time when you ingest your food, the food is actually getting digested and metabolized by the body. So look, to make you better understand, it's nothing but your energy expenditure, the way you're spending your energy. So the problem is that the moment you start starving, the moment you start saying no to the foods on a regular basis, what happens is your metabolism just goes down. So you're not spending too much of energy. Even when you're, so let me put it this way. So if I'm running and if you're running and if you have actually skipped your meal and we both are running on the same way, I will be spending more energy. I will be burning out more calories than that of you. You see what I'm saying? Because you've already skipped your meal and then you cannot afford to spend too much of energy. So your body is going into that mode of saying that, hey, you know what? Enough. Don't run too much. So you will get tired first and I'll get tired next because you know my food is up, my energy is up, and my energy expenditure is up. See, that's the way you need to get your body to be. So if you are working out in that way, your metabolism will be on a better level. So what I mean by that is if you are consistent, if you are really consistent with your workouts, keeping your heartbeats high and all that, your metabolism will be super good. And also to add on to that, if you're going to break down your meals to even 4 meals or 5 meals, it would be on a better state because there is something called as a muscle protein synthesis. The more protein you have in every meal, your body will be in a very good flow, good state. You know, it's called as anabolic, but I don't want to get into too much of science, but it breaks down the fat and builds up the muscle blocks and just keeps you at the most healthiest state. So there's something called as RMR. So the reason as to why I'm saying these things is because I want you to get these concepts right. Because there's something called as an RMR, like I mentioned, it's a resting metabolic rate. So all you have to ask yourself is, or probably you have to put your body in a state where it is in a better RMR as resting metabolic rate. Even when you're sitting down, even when you're lying down, you know, you're just constantly, continuously burning the fat. Okay? That is how your body needs to be operating. Now, how are you going to do this is by two things. Now, I do understand nutrition is the key to metabolism and metabolic rate, but that's what people are saying, that's what the doctors are saying. But I would say nutrition is not the only reason, but also your training and what kind of a training, what kind of workouts are you doing, how physically active you are. All these things also have a, you know, all these things also determine how your metabolism is driving out throughout the day for even 2 days or even 3 days. So again, if I want to break it down, you know, what kind of a physical activity, just by running, it'll keep your metabolism up for like 2, 3 hours or even 4 hours. But if you start strength training, weight training, HIIT, it's going to keep your metabolism up for like 2 days or even 3 days and all that. Okay. So these are the dangers of not skipping, I mean skipping a food, skipping a meal. Now it is easy as it seems, it is not as good as it should be. Okay. So now you can ask, like, how about fasting? So fasting is good, okay? But if you're going to do that, it should, again, like I said, it should follow a pattern. It should follow a rhythm that you're fasting enough, right? When you actually put yourself in a state where I'm not going to eat my breakfast at all, then your body is going to be adapting in that way. You're skipping your dinner. You'll never have your dinner for the rest of your life. Then your body will get to that point where it's going to better manage with the food that you're actually eating so that it doesn't need the dinner at all. Okay? Because we were never like this. We were always going through the scarcity. We go, we hunt, we eat, and after that we don't even know when the next meal is, right? So always we were hungry. So that's the way that body is being built. So it's nothing much changed. But right now we are like literally getting choked with the food that around us. We are living in the land of abundance. And in spite of that, if you are still trying to, you know, make few changes, which is like on the extreme side, we just keep eating mindlessly. And on the other side, you just want to break it down and you want to, you know, completely go off the hook and not eating at all. Now, you know, these tiny mistakes will have a very big impact when it goes to, when you see it on the long run. So I would say eat more frequent, train hard. I mean, keep your mind and body healthy and clear. So it is going to add a lot of benefits in the long run. And you're going to be in a better state, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Well, you know what I mean. Having said that, I will see you. I mean, yeah, you can hear me on the next episode. Bye bye. Stay hard and kill it.